Hey everybody, welcome to the 9 Leaders podcast. Guess what, I'm still out of town and it's so much fun. But yeah, I wanted to take a quick break from our normal schedule and make an episode for you guys. Before that, just remember, we have a website, www.9leaders. You can go and find all of our coaching, one-on-one stuff is there. I am still doing that while I'm out of town. I have internet connection and all that's done over webcam, so it's great. I'm going to keep sending you guys live videos. Keep an eye on Facebook and Instagram if something major changes. I'll post it up there. I don't imagine anything huge could be possibly changing the next couple days, but who knows? So keep an eye on those sources. And then send in your questions for Type 5. We are in the middle of the 5 series, and we're going to need questions for the Q&A, so send them to Instagram, Facebook, send them to me over email, leave me a voicemail, all the different ways that you can get those questions to me. But today we're going to take a break from fives, because today is the 4th of July, and it is Independence Day. And in America, we celebrate the 4th of July because it's the birth of our nation when we got our independence, and we celebrate that by having barbecues and simulating small airborne explosions, and it's really something. But today I want to talk about what would it look like if all the 9 types got together and had themselves a barbecue. Well, the ones will have checked the local noise ordinances in which fireworks are legal in the area, and they are prepared to enforce those restrictions, and are also insisting that everybody remove their shoes before they come into the house. The twos have been up since 5 a.m. preparing a meal that will meet everyone's needs. They have hamburgers and brats and hot dogs and turkey burgers and veggie burgers. They have a 6-pack of every beverage imaginable, and they have set up a charcuterie board. Currently, they are in their craft room diligently working on last-minute personalized gifts for each individual guest. The threes are remarking on how much better this year's barbecue is than last year's barbecue, and talking about all that they and their family have achieved since last year's barbecue. They're also interrogating other guests about what kind of goals they want to reach by next year's barbecue. The fours are here ironically. They spent most of last night sewing anarchy patches onto their denim jacket and deciding which outfit best communicates their unique descent towards national identity, and wondering why the human animal is so fascinated with fireworks. They also low-key would like to go jump on the trampoline. The five genuinely appreciated the invitation, but they're still at home, researching the Revolutionary War. There's a chance that they might show up, and if they do, they'll show up with a bag full of homemade fireworks that they learned how to make this morning, and they will be the best fireworks at the party. Sixes have split the yard and the house up into several distinct zones and have made sure that each zone has a brand new tested fire extinguisher at the ready and trained personnel who have agreed to remain sober should a situation arise that needs sober responsibility. They hold their breath whenever a police officer drives by because they aren't quite sure what the seven has in that weird black cat bag or how safe and legal the things that the five has brought actually are. The seven hasn't slept in 48 hours because they had to drive across 3 states to get the good fireworks. They're shooting these fireworks off of the trampoline. No one is entirely sure where their shirt is, and they're not really sure either. The 8 is shooting Roman candles at the 7 or starting fiery political debates with other people at the party. The 9 is trying desperately to avoid those political debates by setting up the 24 different variety packs of chips that they brought to make sure that everybody got what they liked best. They may have gotten sucked into helping the 2 with their crafts. They are more excited than anybody else at the party to see the fireworks show once the sun goes down. That is how I imagine all 9 types might be spending their 4th of July. Of course, this is a stereotypical caricature, all meant in good fun, and I hope that each of you have a safe and pleasant Independence Day. And I will talk to you tomorrow as we continue talking about Type 5.